All right, let's build a color jungle drop in Ableton Live 12, using Session View to generate the ideas and the energy, then recording that performance straight into Arrangement View so it becomes a real, structured DNB drop. When I say color jungle, I mean that classic jungle momentum and break energy, but with bright atmosphere, white pads, rave stabs, airy space effects, maybe a vocal chop that feels emotional or nostalgic. The trick is making it feel vivid without washing out the drums. We're aiming for a 64 to 96 bar drop around 170 to 174 BPM. I'm going to park us at 172. Before we touch sounds, set yourself up for speed. Set the tempo to 172 BPM, time signature 4/4, and set global quantization to 1 bar. That 1 bar quantization is your safety net while you jam. It keeps your clip launches feeling intentional, not messy. Now create your groups early, because this is going to pay off later when we record into arrangement and start tightening. Make a drums group, a bass group, an Atmos group, a music group for stabs and hooks, and an FX group. Even if the groups are empty right now, make them. Think of Session View like a performance grid. Each scene is a moment in the drop. Drop A, drop B, fill, tease, return. We're basically building a DJ-friendly performance that we're going to print into the timeline. Step 1 is drums, because in Jungle and DNB, the drums are the identity. Create an audio track called Break. Drag in an Amen. Think Break, or any break with personality. Go into Clip View. Turn Warp on. Set Warp Mode to Beats, and set Preserve to Transients. Then start with Transient Loop around a 1/16 feel. This is one of those settings that can instantly push the break toward tight chop jungle versus loose loop. Now make 3 clips in Session View from this break. First clip, Break A, your main loop. Second clip, Break B, same break, but duplicate the clip and change the start and end markers. You're just grabbing a different phrase, a different snare bite, a slightly different ghost note feel. Tiny changes here create a big energy shift later. Third clip, Break Fill, make it 1 bar. This is your turnaround clip that screams new section incoming. Quick coaching note, don't overwarp the break. If you add warp markers everywhere, it starts to lose punch. Add markers only where you need them, and let the transients do their job. Now add modern tops, because the break alone might sound legendary, but the modern hat layer is what makes it feel current and drives the perception of speed. Create another track called Tops. You can use an audio hat loop, or program MIDI hats in a drum rack. If you're programming, go for a 1/16 pattern with velocity movement. Jungle sparkle comes from dynamics, not just more hats. And if you want that extra zip, sprinkle in varied occasional 1/32 bursts, but only as accents. Then process the drum group, not every track to death. On the drums group, load drum bus. Drive somewhere between 5 and 15%. Boom around 20 to 35, but be careful, jungle already has weight and too much boom can cloud your low end fast. Push transients up, maybe plus 10 to plus 25 for snap. After that, add glue compressor. Attack at 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. This is glue, not flattening. Then EQ 8. High pass lightly around 20 to 30 Hz to remove rumble. If the break is biting your ears, do a small dip around 6 to 10 kHz. Small, jungle harshness can sneak in fast. Now, think ahead in terms of scenes. Scene 1 will be drop A, break A and your main tops clip. Scene 2 will be drop B or drop A+, maybe break B, or the same break but brighter tops. Scene 3 will be your fill, break fill, maybe with an FX hit. Next, bass. The whole color concept falls apart if the bass eats the atmosphere, so we're going to build bass that's effective, rolling, and space-aware. Create a MIDI track called Sub. Load operator. Oscillator is a sine wave. Decide if you want the sub to be sustained and rolling, or slightly bouncy with a shorter decay. For jungle, either works, but if your break is already super busy, a steadier sub often feels more stable. Write a simple MIDI pattern. Root notes on 1/8 or 1/4, with occasional syncopation. Keep it simple. Complexity in jungle often comes from drums and texture, not a virtuoso bass line. Process the sub with a EQ8, low pass around 120 to 180 Hz. Keep it pure. Then sidechain compress it from your kick and snare, or even from the whole drums if that's easier. Ratio 4:1, attack 5 to 15 ms, release 60 to 120 ms. You're not trying to make it pump like house, you're just making space so the drums speak cleanly. Now create a Reese or mid-bass layer. Add a MIDI track called Reese. Load Wave Eatable. Use a sawish shape for oscillator 1, and to tune a second saw or square. At a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep it subtle. Then run it through a low-pass 24 dB filter with a touch of drive. For movement, add auto filter after the synth and use a gentle LFO or envelope to move the cup off slightly. The key word is slightly. We're not doing huge wobble here, we're doing roll in life. Then add saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. This is where you get density without just turning it up. Then EQ8. If it muddies the break, cut some 250 to 500 Hz. Also, be aware the snare often has authority somewhere around 180 to 220 Hz depending on the sample. Don't park a massive Reese hump right on top of your snare body. Group your bass tracks into the bass group and put a limiter at the end, just catching peaks. Catching peaks, not smashing the bass into a rectangle. Now the heart of the lesson, the color atmospheres. This is where people either make magic or they make a beautiful fog that ruins the drums. The goal is bright, emotional, and why, but controlled in the low mids. Add a MIDI track called Pad. Load analog or wavetable, grab a pad preset as a starting point. Play sustained chords. If you want instant euphoric jungle color, try minor 7 chords or suspended voicings. They feel uplifting but still moody enough for DNB. Now build a clean pad chain. First EQ8. High pass the pad around 150 to 300 Hz. Don't be shy. Your bass owns the low end, your break owns the low mids punch, and the pad is there to paint the sky. Then chorus ensemble. Amount around 20 to 40% for width. Then hybrid reverb, autorhythmic call, decay 4 to 8 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 30 ms so it stays clear, high cut around 6 to 10 kHz so it doesn't fizz. Then utility, widen to 120 to 160%, and if you have bass mono options, keep everything below about 150 Hz mono. Pads should not be throwing low end around the stereo field. Here's a huge session view trick. Make different pad clips per scene. Not necessarily different chords, but different brightness. In drop A, the pad could be more filtered and calm. In drop B, it opens up. Same harmony, different emotional intensity. Now make an air wash. Create an audio track called Air Wash. If you have granulator Roman 3, great, but you don't need it. A stock approach is to create a return track called Space. Put hybrid reverb on it at 100% wet, then echo after it. Set echo to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 15 to 35%, then EQ8 after that and high pass aggressively, like 200 to 400 Hz, because returns can build low mid mud in seconds at 172 BPM. Now send tiny amounts of hats and stabs into the space return, and occasionally a vocal tail if you're using vocals. That creates the colored halo around the drop. The important part is that the return isn't just always on. We're going to perform the sends rhythmically. Extra coach note, in fast jungle, long verbs work if the send is tempo-shaped. That means your automation ramps and cuts happen on half-bar or one-bar shapes. You let the reverb bloom, then you cut it so the next snare doesn't smear. Think of it like breathing. Next, the recognizable color element. This is your rave heritage. A stab, a vocal chop, or a synth hook. You don't need 3 leads at once. You need one identity that evolves. Let's do a rave stab first. Create a MIDI track called Stab. Load simpler in classic mode. Drop in a stab sample, or resample your own chord hit. Now program classic offbeat stabs, hits on the end of beats 2 and 4, with occasional syncopations. That offbeat placement instantly says jungle. Process the stab, auto filter for movement, saturator with 2 to 5 dB drive, redux very lightly for grit, and a short reverb, shorter than the pad. The pad is the sky, the stab is a punch of color. If the stab tail is fobbing your drums, shorten simpler's release, reduce the reverb time, or even gate the reverb so it shuts quickly. At this tempo, long stab tails can wreck clarity. Now create clip variations. This is the session view power. Make stab a minimal. Stab B busier, maybe an extra hit before the snare. Stab C could do call and response with a vocal chop. Optional, but very color jungle, a vocal chop. Add an audio track called Vox Chop. Warp it. If it's tonal, try Complex Pro. If it's more percussive, Beats Mode. If you want to play it like an instrument, right-click and slice to new MIDI track. Then you can trigger little phrases rhythmically. For shimmer, add frequency shifter very subtly. Fine at plus 0.10 to plus 0.30 Hz. Mix low. You almost don't hear it as an effect. You feel it as movement. Now we organize scenes, because this is where the drop becomes performable. Make scenes like this. Scene 1. Drop A, 8 bars. Break A, tops A, sub, Reese, Pet A. Stab A. Minimal but powerful. Scene 2. Drop A plus. 8 bars. Add extra hats or a brighter tops clip. Open pad cut off slightly. Maybe increase Reese movement slightly. Scene 3. Drop B. 8 bars. Swap to break B. Use stab B. Bring in Vox chop, but don't let it fight the stab. Decide who's leading. Scene 4. Fill, 1 bar. Break fill plus an effects hit. Maybe a reverb throw. Scene 5. Drop a return. 8 bars. Pull the density back slightly so the return feels like it lands. Sometimes the return hits harder by beating simpler. Key principle. Something changes every 8 bars. It can be drums, bass tone, stab rhythm, pad brightness, hat brightness. But if nothing changes, it becomes a loop, not a drop. Now, a power move in session view. Follow actions. Pick one or two movement parts, like hats and the stab. Set a few clips with follow action to next or any every 4 or 8 bars. Now, while you're launching the big scenes, Ableton is giving you controlled variation inside them. Rule: don't let everything follow. If everything is changing, nothing feels intentional. Another coach note: lock groove early with one reference break clip. Choose your best break clip, the one that feels most forward. Commit to its warp feel. If you keep changing warp styles later, your whole track will feel like it changes weight and timing, and you'll blame the mix when it's actually the groove shifting. Now we do the main trick. Record the session performance into arrangement. Hit arrangement record, the main record button in the transport. Then launch scenes in real time. Let each drop scene run 8 bars. Trigger the fill for 1 bar. Return to drop A.